1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you to the Ladies Bowling Report, presented by Zealand Lanes and by 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. And to take a look at what the ladies have been doing in the Holland Zealand area on the lanes, Mary Beverly joins us as she does every Tuesday morning at this time. Mary, good morning.
Except for the one that I missed, but good morning.
I've already forgotten about it. I've already moved on.
Then I'll throw it out of my bag, too, okay?
That'll be great. Thanks.
Had to laugh at myself, though. Hey, thanks to both of our sponsors for this program. And also, I'd like to say good morning to all the ladies named Irene that are in our listening audience. Here are the high games for the week ending November 9. Tammy Newberry from the Four-Star League with a 264. Also from Four-Star League, Courtney Garveling, 259. Misty Mendez from the Friday Night Rollers with a 245. Becky Carroll, Thursday Night Misfits, 236. On the Starlight League, it was Stacey Steinhauer with a 229. Then I have a 216 for Monica Solis. That was also on the Starlight League. Four-Star League, Deb Dams with a 214. Marge Van Hoff with another 214. That was Thursday Night Misfits. Carol DeYoung had a 213 on the Four-Star League, and that rounds out our top 10 for the week in the games. Tammy Newberry was very excited because she achieved that magic goal of 700. She had a 711 on the Four-Star League last week. Four-Star League, Courtney Garvelink with a 669. Then I have Monica Solis with a 591 from Starlight. Carol DeYoung, 576, Four-Star. Deb Dams, 575 from the Four-Star. I'm going to touch on the season high games and series. We haven't done that for a while. Of course, Belle Guerrero with a 300 on top. And then Tammy Newberry with a 279. Lori Kirkland, 277. Crystal Pardue, 264. Courtney Garveling, 259. Chelsea Kirkland, 257. 256 for Robin Veenhoven. Shauna Baum with a 255. Katie Vintainen with a 252. And Jean Newton with a 247. Season high series goes to Lori Kirkland. She has had two 700s, a 742 and a 703. Robin Veenhoven, 715. Tammy Newberry, 711. Krista Pardue, 691. Belle Guerrera, 671. Courtney Garvelink, 669. 656 for Katie Vintainen. Then I have a 655 for Shauna Baum. Chelsea Kirkland and Kim Smith, both with 653 series, and Deb Dams with a 641. Those are our high season series. Some of these ladies have qualified for our Greater Holland USBC Women's All-City Team. Now, in order to be eligible, they had to bowl in two or more leagues last season, and they had to compile a total of 96 games between the two leagues. And they also are asked to participate in at least two out of five tournaments that are offered locally and state. And these are our top bowlers that made the All-City Team. Always wanted to do that, never quite made it. Katie Vintainen with a 207. Dawn Clapp with a 203. Belle Guerrera with a 200. Tammy Newberry with a 194. And Robin Veenhoven with a 192. Their alternate is Rachel Handwerg with a 179. Congratulations, ladies. That is an honor. And we always enjoy seeing you on the lanes in tournaments or league play, either one. This week, Saturday at Northland Lanes, we will have our annual Deer Widows Tournament. Looking forward to that. That's always a great tournament. That's the one where we bowl four games and throw the low game out. That's always a delight. And then, of course, there are entry blanks available for the Tulip City Mixed Doubles, which begins November 23 and runs through the 8th of December. So, we've got a lot going on. And we're looking forward to a wonderful tournament. Next week, I should have some results, hopefully, from the Deer Widows tournament.
We look forward to that. Mary, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you. Brent, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Have a grand and glorious day out there, everyone.
We hope we do. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Mary Beverly with the Ladies Bowling Report, presented by Zeeland Lanes and by 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.